This is Tate Servance from the Thumb Broadcasting Studios, and I hope you guys are having a wonderful evening. We will begin start with our news momentarily. This news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also, by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Cairo, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. We are headed now for a brief commercial break. I'll be right back.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932.
And we are back. An update on a unique program was provided during the last meeting of the Almont Community School District's Board of Education. Board Secretary Russell Bureau did a presentation on the Watchdogs, Dad's a Great Students program that is being used in the Orchard Primary School to support recesses, classroom support, student safety, and more. The Watchdog program involves fathers, stepfathers, grandfathers, and father figures who volunteer at least one day a year or more to help enhance security and create a more positive, safe learning environment. They can help patrol school grounds, help with traffic, supervise school events, and assist in the classroom to act as a positive role model and extra set of eyes and ears. The goal of the Watchdog program is to increase father involvement in schools, provide positive male role models for students, and deter bullying by creating a greater sense of security. The Huron County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, December 9th, in the meeting room of the Huron County Building in downtown Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, the meeting will start with Region 7 Area Agency on Aging Aging's new CEO, Dana Altum, introducing herself to the board, and Huron County Economic Development Director, Samantha Schnettler, presenting the Brownfield Redevelopment Authority report. The agenda also notes that the board is expected to approve the purchase of 2 cybersecurity subscriptions for the network of the county building, Sheriff's Office, and Central Dispatch from Nomic Networks at a cost of $10,119. It also has notes that to employ Terry Jimkowski as a part-time deputy for corrections, transports, and work crew, and Jimkowski will start duties on December 10th. There is also a resolution the commissioners will review regarding opting out of PA 152 requirements in 2026. The Lapeer County Sheriff's Department has added some high-tech equipment. The department was approved to purchase 3 drones and to have 6 deputies learn to use them and become certified drone operators. The 3 drones, which each has infrared, can be used at night, and they are each to be used for different functions. They can be used for investigating crash scenes, finding a missing person, mapping, and more. The largest drone can fly in most weather conditions and for longer durations, so is able to be used to cover a larger area. It comes with a handheld screen. The medium-sized drone is portable and can routinely be used in a cruiser. It can be used in helping to locate a missing person and for accident reconstruction. But it is limited on the kind of weather conditions it can be used in. It also comes with a handheld screen. The other model is smaller and can be used by the special response team to check out a situation where it is dangerous for an officer to enter. The user of this drone wears goggles so the officer can see what the drone sees. Each drone pilot has been trained on using them and are licensed pilots through the Federal Aviation Administration. Those who are certified drone operators are Deputies Dan Hinsberger, Adam Moran, Dana Piaz, and Craig Ross. Also, Sergeant Dan Wilkinson is a certified drone operator, as is Undersheriff Mike Odette. The overall cost of the drones, the training, and the licensing was $30,000. That cost was covered using some of the Sheriff's Department's millage funds. And we will be right back with our other news after this advertisement.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom. It's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And we are back. A growing debate over the scope of the war on drugs has intensified after reports of U.S. military strikes on suspected traffickers at seas, with commenters saying the operations blur lines between law enforcement and armed conflict. It may set precedents for future use of force. Leaders of the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda have signed a peace agreement in Washington, D.C., in a ceremony hosted by President Donald Trump, aiming to reduce cross-border tensions and stabilize conflict-affected areas in eastern Congo. Your news was brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, AVS Broadband, and Bresky Siding and Building. AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech team proudly serve the Thumb region. Switch the bare internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Kiro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. We will be right back with our obituaries after this brief message.
Area farmers, are you in need of repairs for your John Deere harvest equipment? Don't wait until next harvest season when it's too late and you're in the field wishing you had taken care of it sooner. Now's the perfect time to take your John Deere harvest equipment to Tri-County Equipment for an off-season inspection, service, and repairs. Get the work done between now and May 2026 with your John Deere financial account, and you may qualify for no interest and no payments on your repairs until November 15th, 2026. That's right, get the repairs done now and the bill later. Take advantage of this opportunity to get your equipment running smoothly and ready for next season with your John Deere financial account. Keep your operation running strong with Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. And don't forget to ask about the over-the-counter harvest parts, buy now, pay later plans while you're there.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we are back. We do have one obituary to report at this hour. Laura Jean Wessels, age 58, of Bay City, formerly of Bad Axe, passed away on Saturday, December 6th, 2025, after a two-year battle with cancer. Laura is survived by her partner and caregiver, Matt Sanborn, her mother, Donna Wessels, her brother, Eric Wessels, nieces, Monica and Lauren, and nephew, Nick. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be offered to the Thumb Animal Shelter or the discretion of the family in care of Donna Wessels. If you wish to offer your condolences to the Wessels family, please go to www.kaufman.com.